Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
We the boys.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN. He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss. No Brad Nordman. He's at one of his many estates. Alex Stroh, front of the show. You missed him. You can catch him on Mr. Irrelevant on YouTube Monday and Wednesday this week. No show Friday on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Why not? You can come in and do a show.
I'll be doing Brewers warm-up, 620 WTMJ.
I like you. Look at you coming in
grinder.
On Friday. He is a grinder.
Grinder,
I like
I tell you. UKBN Nation, get into the show, 800-990-3776. Or get us, like we've mentioned, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, I didn't plan on doing this, but no free ads, but today free ads. Nerd gummy clusters are bomb. And I mean awesome. Kyle? I'm going to give you these bags, and I may not get them back, and I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Here you go.
Now, you know, I went to the dentist last week, and so I'm very aware of...
You might have a cavity after
I'm
having
I'm
these.
Very aware that, ooh, okay, this looks a little interesting. I'm not really sure. So this is it, huh?
This is it.
How many should I put in my hand, too?
I'd say TC, producer of Thanalysis Show.
They look like something that my friends tried to give me when we were in California.
Yeah, don't worry. These are right from a store.
Okay.
Do one more.
I think three.
Three is the perfect number.
Three of the blue kind.
Three of the blue.
On YouTube, you can see Kyle who...
Three of them blue things. All right, there we go. Now, I can't put them all in my mouth at once.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all in
just
once.
Just go for
it. Kyle Wallace going for three nerd gummy clusters.
Oh,
look at his face.
Yeah, oh.
Look at his face. He had the, oh.
Aren't they good?
It's something.
I don't really like nerds.
I don't either.
But these are good.
That's what I'm saying.
These are good.
Like you give me nerds by themselves?
Oh, in the box?
No, thank you.
Nope.
I can feel my tooth just tingling because it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying the other kind
even
now.
Even Brad Nordman, who's not here.
He tried them.
He loves them.
Yeah.
He goes, and we know sugar is the enemy at that household.
Oh, this, yeah.
The red one?
The rainbow is good. I'm tasting it.
Yeah, and it's not Skittles.
It's not, but I'm tasting it. Oh, this is good.
Aren't they? Dude.
They're so good.
On
isn't
the
that,
couch?
That's Brad's vice, isn't it? That's like the one thing where he's like, I put it all to the side.
Yeah, this is a gift to you. This is a gift to you,
Kyle. Just made his day.
I know, but here's the thing. Like tonight, Brewers Rocky, 7:40. What do you think I'm going to be doing? Nerd gummy clusters.
There's nothing wrong with that. Solid dessert.
I'm actually happy TC is here today.
Why is that?
It's because this wasn't planned to have him here.
Why only today?
But
just today.
Yeah, just today.
We get sick of each other real quick.
Alex Stroh, front of the show, from Green Bay, big Packer fan, was on the State of the Packers. Kyle Wallace, you are a shareholder. You will be going to the shareholders meeting in 3 weeks to the day.
Got my tickets right here. Got a vote right here.
Still looking for two people to make their pitch to Kyle why they should go to the shareholders meeting with him at Stroh.
Well, how does...
Go ahead.
How does Stroh get in on this? I want to get in on these tickets.
Make your pitch.
Wait, what, it's a, okay, here's my pitch. Stroh needs to produce your show that day at 3:00.
Now he we're going to be in Green Bay for training camp already. So
I will be.
He's pulling the Jesse Nelson of Wildy and Tausch of going to all of the remote broadcasts.
Hold on. So here, in my defense, I also host a show prior to yours.
Okay.
Jesse Nelson doesn't.
Okay.
So I don't think you can compare me to him.
Yeah, to director of content or
yeah, he's got more
director.
Responsibilities.
No, that's he true. Doesn't.
100% does. Anyways, don't take away from my pitch time over here, Kyle. Here's the thing: you give me one of those tickets, I will be the best dressed person there. I will look like that guy in the stands who has the frozen cheese head with all the icicles coming down.
Mm.
I will put together the most absurd, annoying, viral Packers outfit anyone could possibly think of. I might get real football pads. Never worn them in my life. Might get them.
You've never worn football pads?
Nope.
I want that.
Okay.
I want you to have football pads on.
You give me one of those.
Yeah, I want that. Yep.
No, I feel good right now.
You give me
How
one of those tickets.
These things, man.
They're delicious. I'm not going to lie. I can tell my tummy's going to hurt. I'm going to tummy ache.
So Ben came up to me and said, hey, can you run down the street real quick and get nerd gummies? And I thought they were just for Ben. I was probably going to say no. And he quickly, he's like, Kyle's never had them. Just take my credit card. We got to get them for Kyle. And I was like, I am in. Also, side note, upstairs, people saw Ben give me his credit card. Everyone's like, what are you going to buy? What are you going to buy? Run up the bill.
No,
we work with some trifling people upstairs. So quickly, they were like, what are you going to buy? What
have
are
you seen the bathrooms down here?
Oh, don't even.
Oh, trifling upstairs, in a corner.
A lot of stuff all over the place. These bathrooms are disgusting. We work with a bunch of animals.
No, I thought I was at a trap house the way I walked through this mug. A trap house is probably cleaner than this.
Never hand your credit card to a single person upstairs.
What were they saying to do?
They were just saying, like, what else are you going to buy? As nerd gummy clusters.
And by
what
the way,
I'm going for.
By the way, of all the people in the office, Tony Cartagena, who I've known for a very long time, I would have let you buy something and trusted you were only going to get, like, I don't know, it's an I buy, you fly thing. Since you're flying, get yourself something you want. You want an energy drink? Go ahead, get an energy drink.
I walked past the beverages. I walked past the electronics. Thought, I might need a phone charger. Mine broke. But you know
what?
I didn't do it.
That's fine, too.
Oh, no. I don't want nobody thinking that with my money. Because I go look
bro,
like,
it was
I want
instant.
The receipt.
It was like I pulled out nerd gummy clusters, or like, remember in high school, if you were the kid with the pack of gum, can I have some gum? Can I have some gum? Can I have some gum?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely have some gum.
All right, we got Ben's credit card. Let's go to the store.
What a bunch of scoundrels.
Man, I'm telling you, be careful up there.
So, scoundrels who don't know how to put their dishes away either.
Yeah, bathroom's a joke. Everything's a joke around here. But, Kyle, you said that you love Goody. And our YouTube title is All Hail Green Bay Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I was waiting to see when we would finally get to this point when I got a chance to throw some love on my guy
Gutekunst. Can I get those while I sit back and listen?
You absolutely can, because you're going to need them, because you're going to enjoy this conversation so much. So as I was pondering a little bit this weekend and thinking about the upcoming 2024 season for the Green Bay Packers, I was thinking to myself, how did we get here? And when I think about how did we get here, there is one man that, through the ups and the downs, has built a roster and made tough decisions in order to put us in the position where Jason Wilde came on here today on Kyle Brustin Norman. You can go to Wisconsin On Demand to hear that full interview with Jason Wilde, where he said the Packers are a legitimate threat to win a Super Bowl this year. And when we think about how did we get here, it all starts with Goody and the decisions that he made. He drafted Jordan Love. He was able to have a tremendous draft class in 2022, where he brought in guys like Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt. We brought in Zach Thomas.
See, when you say Walker and Devontae Wyatt, how am I going to take you serious, bro?
Because they still have an opportunity to develop in breaking
but
year three.
But they're not the reason why they're a Super Bowl.
Hey, you know,
you can make an argument they'd be closer for those guys.
Okay, fine. How about this? Zach Thomas, is he pretty good?
Pretty good.
How about Rashid Walker in the seventh round? Is he pretty good?
TBD. I mean, yeah, he had a good season last year.
TBD. He was the starting left tackle
but
in a playoff game.
But they already were looking to move him out of that position, potentially.
Starting left tackle in playoff games, in those two playoff games that they played against the Dallas Cowboys and also against the San Francisco 49ers. How many sacks did he allow?
I hear you.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is he was all part of this. We just saw the tremendous offensive weapons at tight end and wide receiver that we got as well. And then on top of that, he was able to make tough decisions and win a trade where he traded away Aaron Rodgers, win a trade where he traded away Rasul Douglas as well. And the Green Bay Packers are going to be better off based off the decisions that Goody made and puts the Packers in a position to be successful for the next 4 to 5 seasons. So this is why I say we need to say all hail Goody.
Call on me. Call me real
Kyle
quick.
Kyle Wallace
Professor
says
Bruss.
All hail Goody. He does no wrong. I am Packer backer.
He's been winning.
You spoke. He put the Packers in a situation for Jason Wilde to come on our airwaves and say they are Super Bowl contenders. I toss it over to TC, producer of the Analysis Show, formerly of Wilde and Tausch.
So
your rebuttal.
Here's the issue with Goody is that he gets a ton of credit for drafting Jordan Love. I 100% get it.
As he should.
But the same thing is Goody likes to talk out of both sides of his mouth. And I honestly think he is about the most average GM that you could come up with. He has some hits, and boy, does he have some misses. And going into last season, why are the Packers in the position they're in right now with Jordan Love's contract? Is because Brian Gutekunst went in front of the media and he said, that's a lot of money to give someone who hasn't played any games for us yet. All right, that's a very fair statement.
Talking about the fifth-year option.
Yeah, the fifth-year option for Jordan Love. Had they done that, this whole thing would have been done already. This season, someone asked him, when did you know Jordan Love was good? And all smug up there, he goes, 2019. All right, fair.
Oh, that word,
but
there, smug.
If you knew he was that good in 2019, then why did you make the statement last, and why didn't you offer that fifth-year option then? If you knew he was so good. Goody is one of those guys who he lives in the – as he should, right? He is hot right now with the last couple drafts. The receivers have worked out. We all miss Devontae because we love Devontae, but they are in a good spot receiver-wise. They're in a great spot quarterback-wise. But I'm not going to forget about Amari Rodgers. I'm not going to forget about Josiah DeGuara. I'm also not going to forget about the fact that
those guys were drafted around COVID time. They're gone now.
Jordan Love was drafted around COVID
time. Yeah, he's the only good thing that came out of it.
Okay, but you had a lot of swings and misses there. And also, the ego on Brian Gutekunst. The ego that that man has where he refused to bring in even competition for a kicker last year. Had he even brought in competition for Carlson, we might be talking about what the Packers did against Detroit in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow.
But he was so convicted that Carlson's my guy. We got to ride with him through the ups and the downs. Yes, there's going to be downs. But when you're to that point and you still are refusing, you have an ego problem. Brian Gutekunst is average, mid, whatever you want to call him, at the absolute best.
That is one of the points that I actually think resonates home with me, is I remember being in the middle of last season, especially when Jordan Love is making this unbelievable run, right? 8 to 10 games of absolute nonsense. Like, when I say nonsense, I mean that in a good way, right? So when I think about that, I'm like, okay, why aren't they doing something? He was missing kicks consistently. He was bottom 30 in field goal and extra points. He was horrible in percentage of both of those, not reliable. I think he missed a kick, whether it be a field goal or an extra point, in like 8 straight games or 7 last 8 games. And at no point as this team was making a playoff run did they think about bringing in competition, which doesn't mean you're going to get rid of Anders Carlson. It's just where the team was, he didn't make them better. And so maybe it's a, look, we all have this fault, right? I think we're seeing with Giannis with the Bucks at times, loyalty to a fault. Brian Gutekunst and the Packers love their guys. Amari Rodgers, you said it should have been off the roster year and a half prior. Shaking his legs, knees are buckling when the punt's getting kicked at him.
Fellas, I agree with all this, but what I'm saying is that you're living, you know.
Knees are shaking and buckling.
He muffed multiple punts.
He did.
He was scared to return punts.
Stroke, you would have had a better chance of fielding the punt than Amari Rodgers.
At that point in the season, I
would have took Amari Rodgers and put him on the sideline.
You don't disagree.
I don't think he was trembling like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
No, bro, he had the yips.
Yes,
he had
was,
the yips returning punts. He couldn't field punts anymore, and that's what
his own head.
One of the things he was there for.
And so my focus is this, is that when I look about transitioning from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, I give Goody so much praise because this roster, the way it is assembled, the way it is built, he deserves all the credit for where we are in the direction that we are going. When you look at the roster at the running back position, we moved on from Aaron Jones and we brought in a guy in Josh Jacobs that led the league in rushing before. And then on top of that,
you're not even bullish on him.
Wait, are you big on that? We're giving Goody praise for that move? He spent more money.
He spent more money.
And
but
got
he
rid
was,
of arguably
he,
a better
he,
player.
He was able to swap somebody out who's a really good player. And then on top of that, he drafted Marshawn Lloyd. Is going to be 6 months from now, we're all going to be talking about how this is a great running back tandem. And then in addition to that, he also built more depth for the offensive line as well and gave us flexibility, because if the worst piece of our offensive line, which is the center and Josh Myers, if he doesn't perform well, he can always move Zach Tom to the inside and put Jordan Morgan out at right tackle, or he can put Andre Dillard Andre Dillard to the tackle position. But then you look at the receiver position. You said, Ben, we don't have any great guys. We have a whole bunch of good guys. A lot of teams don't have a whole bunch of good guys, so I'm happy that we have that there. And defensively, when I look at some of the depth that we had at the defensive line, we'll see what cornerback looks like, but right now corner looks like another plus position. And then the signing of Xavier McKinney, he has constructed a roster that can be very competitive for this season. We are a Jeff Hafley actually working out away from being a real
bro. That defensive line has been terrible against the run since Ted Thompson. He hasn't fixed anything. They have been terrible against the run. The Cowboys should have kept on running
look
against
this Green
little
Bay. State of the Packers, like, on Kyle Bruston-Orton to start the 4-1-4 hour.
Like, he's done good things, but you can look at multiple other moves. Like, the Packers always seem to be one or two players away from getting over the hump, right? He traded when he got rid of Jordy and tried to bring in Bennett and some defensive lineman from the Jets for the same amount of money. That blew up in his face. Jason Wilde was on our airwaves talking about the Packers could have got more for Aaron Rodgers, but guess what? Goody didn't pull the trigger on that one either.
See here,
like,
that's just
a statement of fact offered.
But based off the timing of everything, because I'm assuming Jason Wilde is basing that based off them trading him
earlier. It would have been a year
and
early.
Not trading him late. But based off the fact that Jordan Love was probably not ready to go
but
at that
Goody
time.
But Goody claims
Aaron
he knew
Rodgers,
he was good in 2019.
Yeah, exactly.
Goody can blow smoke up us all he wants, but what I know is I can look on the field. And I don't want to hear that. I mean, no, I'm keeping it real. And the fact that we're having a conversation about how many millions of dollars or is your quarterback going to be the top paid? He is the one that drafted him, gave him to Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur coached him up, and now we're in a great situation, fellas. Everything we talk about is positive, whether it's receivers, tight end, offensive line, running back, or quarterback. They all have the fingerprints of Goody on them, and we should be very appreciative that we are the Green Bay Packers to have Goody as our GM, because there's a lot of organizations that wish they had a Goody on their.
I want you to remember this when the team has maybe one more win than they had last year. I want you to remember all of these positivity things you said when they have maybe 10 wins this year, maybe 11.
The Packers, listen, I got these tickets to the shareholder meeting. Within the next 3 years, by the time this ticket says 2026, I'm also going to have a nice shareholder Super Bowl ring on my finger. There Cut that, mark that.
Cut that, mark that, Strofe. Cut that and mark that. That's Kyle Wallace. That's Tony Cartagena, producer of the Analysis Show and a little State of the Packers. All hail Goody. Are you in or are you out? But what I want to do next here, because Craig Counsell is like a bumbling, mumbling Muppet at the end of games. When you score more runs, when you score more runs. Yeah, you do. The Bears, the Cubs. Somebody brought a conversation to our pre-show meeting. I want to discuss with UKBN Nation about those two teams next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to
unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible. Wait.
What?
Wait, my mind is
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Oh. What did I say?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
My mouth and brain
unacceptable.
Are like not
unacceptable.
Right now.
What did I say?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. That will never be bigger than yours. If all of the kings had their queens on the
throne, we would pop champagne and raise the toast. IKEA in Oak Creek has great finance options to make improving your home easy no matter where you're at in life. Maybe an IKEA Visa credit card, 5% back on IKEA purchases, $25 off your first IKEA purchase of $25 or more, a bonus $25 reward after making a $500 in qualifying purchase, and...
You had to swallow?
Yeah, I got them gummy clusters going. I actually think if you're going to IKEA, walk around, get a bag. Look, James the Postman. Literally, the first thing I'm doing when I get off work is stopping to get some of these nerd gummy clusters. If they don't have them, I'm stopping in the next one, and the next one, and the next one, till I find them. And Strofe, you just tried them. Crack?
Yeah, they might be.
They're crack.
This is why you don't do free ads, Ben.
I feel a little wired, too.
Yeah, I like you wired, though.
I don't eat.
Your eyes are popping out of your
I don't eat sugar like that, and I can feel the jitters kind of hitting my... But yeah, I'll let you finish talking about the great IKEA, but I'm jittery now.
No annual fee with the IKEA credit card. They have... IKEA accepts Afterpay as well. You can pay in 4 installment-free payments. Pay 25% of the purchase at the time of purchase. Financing options for wherever you're at in life. New home, remodel, dorm, doesn't matter. IKEA Oak Creek. Check them out. I like our vibes in this studio. Everyone's cracked out on sugar. Can I say that?
Well, yes. I had 16 pieces, which equates to 21 grams of sugar.
That's it?
That seems it's too
seems
much
like you
me.
Need a,
how many grams of sugar are you supposed to eat in a day?
I was going to say, I had 16 pieces in one bite.
I don't know, but you know, I don't do coffee. I don't do things caffeine.
Men should consume no more than 36 grams of sugar per day.
Okay, so I made my halfway point by eating 16 little pieces of candy before I eat dinner.
Women should consume no more than 25.
Well, I'm not a woman, so I'll have more. I can take more.
All right, here's what happened. The Cubs suck. Their bullpen sucks. Counsell looks like he's just collecting a check, and I'm all here for it. Now, it gets us thinking, right? Because Counsell leaves us. Pat Murphy makes the club look great for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Bears have been the Bears since we had the conversation with Jason Wilde. Nothing's changed. Since 2010 when the Packers won the Super Bowl, it's been I own you, I still own you, and the Bears are the Bears. Kyle, if you could go 2-0 against the Bears or sweep the Cubs every time you play them, what would you take?
How much I hate the Chicago Cubs. I'm sweeping or I'm going 2-0 against the Chicago Bears. I always the Chicago Bears, because one thing about Cubs fans, they are annoying, but the relationship is different, right? Because over the last 25 years, the Milwaukee Brewers haven't been as good as the Cubs because they do have a World Series. They spend more money than we do because they have more money. But it just seems like the series has gone back and forth, and it hasn't been this delusional fan base. They're delusional. They're not as delusional, right?
They do have a World Series.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, at least there's some merit to them talking like, oh, we're good. We love our Cubbies. They won after 100-some years. I was very hurt when I was working right across the street at the Blue Building, and I was working the game that the Cubs won, and I was disgusted because the Cubs finally won a World Series after, like, 100 years. Now, when you go to the other team, the football team in Chicago, the Bears suck. I ain't never heard about the Bears winning a championship because they won a championship before I was even thought of. I was even a twinkle in my daddy's eye.
Caleb Williams sucks.
And so exactly. And so hearing people who were not even around during that championship run in 1985 talking about the 85 Bears this, the 85 Bears that, the 85 Bears mean absolutely nothing to the league right now. They are far, far, far in the past. So hearing Bears fans talk about how happy they are for Caleb Williams, how excited they are for this season, thinking they actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl is crazy to me. It's ludicrous, and that's why I want to continue to always beat the Chicago Bears to keep those fans and those stupid people in their place.
Well, essentially, you'd be breaking in the brains of Cubs fans and Bears fans at once. You know, I mean, if you're gonna win, you're saying you're gonna beat the Cubs. You're gonna be the Cubs, but if you can stomp on the Bears, you're stomping the Bears and still beating the Cubs.
I mean, that I would love that, but I'm telling you, Cubs fans suck. But there's nothing worse than a Bears fan.
Cubs fans suck, but there's nothing worse than a Bears fan. I turn it over. I didn't know he was staying for two segments. He invited himself on. It's Tony Cartagena. It's the TC Hour, a throwback to you old Wildy and Tauch
days. Well, we started eating gummy clusters. The chair's really comfy. I look pretty good on the YouTube. So I just thought I'd stick around.
Today.
I wasn't even going to introduce myself. I was just going to listen. But, Kyle, that's absurd. Here's why.
Ooh.
You're punching down. The Bears haven't done anything since the NFC Championship game of 2010, 2011,
Caleb
whatever
Williams
year
sucks.
That happened. Right? Like, we own that franchise. As Packer fans, we own that franchise. We know that they are nowhere near what the Green Bay Packers are. They can have all the preseason excitement. They were excited last year with Justin Fields. They were excited when they got Mitch Trubisky. The Bears are irrelevant. The Vikings are more relevant.
I almost don't even want you to go any further, because when you said you're punching down, I think that hit home. You're punching down.
You are.
Beep, 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 beep. I love beaming them Bears.
Caleb Williams sucks. Kyle likes punching down. I just hate the Cubs. I've hated the franchise. I hate the snobby fans. I love Wrigley Field low-key. It's an amazing place to go watch baseball. But now that they have Craig Counsell and that smug moron just sits there, and now his Bill Belichick little cutoff sweater, and he's in there in those horrific colors, I love watching him be sad. I love the L flag flying at AmFam Field. There's nothing endearing about a Cubs fan. Not a single thing. They're the fake baseball fans from their own city. Everyone knows real baseball fans in Chicago are White Sox
fans.
That is
true.
And from the South Side. The Cubs fans that go to games, they throw their jersey on. They throw their jersey on over, you know, a button-up shirt. They come from the office. They don't really care. Then they all hopped on the bandwagon in 2016. Cubs fans, the absolute worst human beings in the sports world, hands down, would sweep them every time.
At KBN ESPN on Twitter, X is Alex Stroh. I got to put him to work because he's too busy watching around the horn that Jen Latta, our teammate, was on. I know she's not in the finals based off your face. Let's put it up on Twitter. If you could beat the Bears both games or sweep the Cubs every time you play them, which would you pick? You can only pick one. I'm kind of with Kyle here.
Come on.
As somebody who grew up in the Chicagoland area, there's nothing more embarrassing than a Bears fan. There just isn't. Like, he said it. 1985, I wasn't even alive. And they got... I mean, Dick can't even keep his restaurants up anymore. I think they're going down.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know he had...
No, here's the thing.
Did he die?
No, he's alive.
No, he's with us.
I'm thinking of the linebacker, Dick Butkus.
He died last year. Yeah,
yes, I'm thinking of Butkus, not Dick. Keep living, Mike.
The Packers do the same thing with the two World Super Bowls, 1 and 2, and the 13-time World Championships.
All of that stuff's irrelevant, man. We're really annoying with that.
I'm saying this low-key and off the record, but we're really annoying with that, too.
No, we are not.
How are we not, bro? We think Bart Starr could play today.
No,
come on.
No, I remember.
We put that on the poll, and people did believe that he could do it.
I know. We actually think Barstow will like compete today. Come on.
I don't believe that
to be
true.
We're so annoyed.
No, he is dead, so I don't believe that to be true. But on top of that, I've seen two Super Bowls. I'm not that old of a person yet, right? I've seen it. I've seen the Packers be successful and win. It's one thing to think that your team has an opportunity and a chance. It's another when your team has stunk the whole time. That team has yet to have, and correct me if I'm wrong, they've never had a quarterback throw for 30-plus touchdowns in a season?
Who's the greatest quarterback in Bears history? I couldn't tell you.
Probably Jay Cutler.
Luckman, is that what they always go with?
Oh, excuse, and haven't thrown from 4,000 yards either, never had a quarterback. That is abysmal. We are a passing lead. Our guy came in his first year and threw for that, and they can't get this in a whole franchise history? They won all this franchise
that's
ever.
Such a good stat.
No, but I'm just, that's what I'm saying. But the fans, you would think this was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Chicago Bears fans are delusional, and that's what makes me dislike them the most. Cubs fans aren't great. They're not. They're mm-hmm. both below me and beneath us here in Wisconsin. But boom. Chicago Bears fans, ugh.
On Twitter, at KBNESPN, if you could beat the Bears or sweep the Cubs every time you play them, which would you choose? Beat the Bears early on. 100%.
That's going to win. I understand it's going to win. My personal enjoyment of watching Craig Counsell, the Judas, the traitor, the backstabbing that he is, amazing to watch him lose. The way that team fell apart when Rizzo was traded, when Bryant was gone, I love my boy Baez. He was dope. But he's playing for an irrelevant team now. Like the way that just crumbled and now Counsell suffers. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Alex
I will
Stroh,
boo him
you put up
forever.
The poll. How are you voting?
Before we get to that, just a quick addendum. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Tony, you're smart.
I'm going to go with Ben
yeah,
here. Sure.
It is. That yeah. is.
Yeah. All right, great. Eric Kramer had the greatest Bears quarterback season.
Oh?
Exactly. Back in 1995.
Oof.
It was the only year he was the preferred starter. He threw for 3,800 yards and 29 touchdowns, which are both Bears franchise
records. Why'd they keep him?
Bro, he got that Matt Flynn stat line. Their best quarterback in team history is Matt Flynn. Brett Hundley.
By the way, it's the Bears.
100%.
I just hate them more.
I mean, I get it, right? Like, this, it's a football
Caleb
state.
Caleb Williams sucks.
you could just play that again one more time.
Caleb Williams sucks.
That will make me laugh every single time.
Can you imagine being a Chicago Cubs fan and a Chicago Bears fan? You're in one of the biggest cities in the country, one of the best cities-wise, right? I don't really like the city of Chicago, but I'll be real. It's one of the better cities right there on the lake, a beautiful city. You have all these millionaires everywhere, right? Your team and your franchise is beloved.
Bulls suck. White Sox sucks. Cubs right now, one World Series in their existence. What am I missing? Did I say the Bears?
The hockey team.
Well, they had a good run. They're just bandwagons.
But then you have to look up at little old Green Bay, Wisconsin, and little old Green Bay, Wisconsin's football team was good with the quarterback of Brett Favre. And then you said, oh, Favre's gone. You're going to suck. And then Aaron Rodgers took ownership. Oh, Aaron Rodgers gone. Week one, we can't wait till we show you what Justin Fields
fair.
Can do. And then Jordan Love comes along, and he does this. And then on top of that, after having a bad football season, and we basically ended your season and got rid of your quarterback for you, we made that decision for you, you got all excited about Craig Counsell, and then to sit here and lose the way you have to the Brewers and be at the bottom of the division after thinking Craig Counsell making, what, $8 million a year is going to save you? Oh, you got to feel stupid down there.
Sure do. It's up on Twitter at KBNESPN. If you could beat the Bears every time or sweep the Cubs every time, which you're choosing, Bears running away, but we'll talk with you, KBN Nation. As since I am kidless, I don't have to pick up a daycare, which means I'm going to stop at Potawatomi Casino Hotel for a little same-game parlay.
We're running it back tonight.
Brewers.
We're going out.
No, I'm just going to go place that and make some steaks at home on the grill.
Have a few brews at the sportsbook.
Little Brewers, Colorado Rockies, 7:40. Only three Major League Baseball games tonight. The nightcap, that's your Brewers at 7:40. Ben, same-game parlay with you next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Can you try it again?
Worcestershire. It's getting Worcestershire every time I say
real?
It.
Shire.
Worcestershire. How you trying to say
why
it?
Would they name something so complicated?
Exactly. You're trying to say get it. It's W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R Shire. Worcestershire.
All right. As we're looking that up, two more questions.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, no.
Worcestershire. Shire.
Worcestershire.
It feels like it should end at Worcestershire.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN. That's where you can find our poll. Would you rather beat the Bears both games or sweep the Cubs every time you play them? Getting closer. 74% say beat the Bears. 26% say sweep the Cubs. I like that Tony Cartagena joined us and said you're punching down with the Bears. But I also like when Kyle says they're just so delusional that punching down continues to be fun.
Yeah, I like to put my foot on people's necks. Don't let up.
Well, they actually have potential to be good. And Strofe is the resident Bears fan of the show.
Oh, the Bears have potential to be good?
They do. Strofe, wouldn't you agree they have the potential to be good? I'm not saying they're going to be good, but they have the potential to be good.
Oh, 100%. I would be shocked if Caleb Williams doesn't break those records that we just talked about that Eric Kramer set in 1995.
3,800 yards.
I think the biggest issue they're going to have is the fact that they did not hire an offensive-minded head coach in order to be in lockstep with their quarterback. They should have fired their head coach, Eberflus, who's a defensive-minded guy.
I don't disagree, but you saw how good that defense was, right? And they brought in a good offensive coordinator.
They're okay plus. The Packers didn't struggle with that defense. I mean,
see, this is what we do in sports
more
when,
than
we
seven
watch,
games.
When we watch, like, the two times that the Bears play the Packers, yes, I agree with
they
you.
Never,
week
no,
one, they weren't good. They were trending in the right direction.
But they didn't play anybody. They didn't play good teams that they had to go up against that were legitimate teams that the defense stepped up and saved games for them.
I hear you.
They didn't. I think they beat the Lions once. That was it.
But with
that
defense,
that got excited.
And the weapons, you can say out loud, they have the ability to be good. Will they? Likely not, because they are repeating history over and over again, getting their hopes up and getting crushed with your foot on their neck.
TBD. I think they have some good receiving threats. I'll give them that at wide receiver.
I'm going to. I mean, DeAndre Swift's pretty good too.
You said who?
I like DeAndre Swift.
You can like DeAndre Swift all you want, but this is going to be his third team in 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Good players don't get moved around like that.
The Brewers play the Rockies at 7:40 tonight. It's a good time, by the way, because these games are a little bit shorter, so it should be done by like 10:15, and then I can try and take myself to bed and not scroll on social media, but I'm going to need a little action. Let's hit the same game parlay.
For Ben's same game parlay. Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
All right, guys. Taking a page out of Brad Nortman. All right, guys. Ben's same game parlay today. The Rocky starter in his like last his name's Gomber. I think in his last like six starts, he's got a 9.1 ERA. The Brewers are starting somebody that I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I know it's Rob Zesinski. Zesinski. I'm betting on Rob and the offense of the Milwaukee Brewers, where the ball's gonna fly. Willy Adames, William Contreras, Bryce Terang, who's at a couple grand slams. Run line for the Brewers is even money. Brewers to win by two or more against the Rockies, who suck, and this pitcher who sucks. It's a cherry bomb. Brewers, run line. Now,
Brewers are going deep here with this Rob Zastrinsny.
Very good. That's as good as I could do. My question to you guys. I want to just do hits or total bases. Which do we like better? I feel like total bases, because I think it's more fun. Is William Contreras going to have a double? Is he like you got two singles, a double, a triple, a home run? If he gets over two bases on one hit, he's going to get over 1.5. So who, from a total bases standpoint, are you looking at?
We got to do it, right?
The Sal Frelick?
No. The guy who's probably starting in his place for the first time all season.
Oh, Garrett Mitchell?
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
He's been playing well in AAA. I imagine he starts tonight. He's rejoining the team for the first time this season.
He is currently not listed on the props for Potawatomi Casino Hotel just because the lineup card is not out yet. Man, all of these are Rhys Hoskins.
Yelly's been hot.
You got to lay a lot of money for Yelly.
What is it?
Over 1.5 total bases, minus 143. Oh, yeah,
How's my boy Jackson looking?
That's the one that's intriguing. He's been hot.
He's been hot, too.
He had a great June. Over 1.5, minus 125.
Oh, okay. So you have to put 125 to win?
100. But it's part of the parlay, so I'll get grouped together. I like Jackson. And I think I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with Yelich. It's been hot. No love.
I'm thinking of what could get you more money, get you more juice. Or are you just trying to have a quick come up? If you want a quick come up, let me know.
I'm trying to win. I've been going a little crazy on these odds.
If it's a quick come up where we're just trying to win, I feel like Yelly, you definitely got to go with Yelly. And with Jackson, I feel like Jackson could get you a double, but he could also get a single.
It's fast, though.
Yeah.
Right now, I have Jackson over 1.5 total bases.
Yeah.
Yelich over 1.5 total bases, and the Brewers to win by 2. It's plus 350.
I like that. That's good money. That's a come up.
I mean, I've been going for these plus 700, plus 800.
I mean, so you put down 100 and you win 350?
I'm not putting down 100, but yes, in theory, yes.
Oh, I mean, that's a good little come up. I need 350 right now. Pay for a flight.
Where are you trying to go?
I don't know. Y'all go somewhere every day and I find out, so I might as well take a trip too. Take a little vacation as well.
Well, there's no reason to fly anywhere when you have, like, don't go to Vegas because you have a sports book right here.
Right.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel's kitchen is amazing because when we order food there, everything we have is bomb. It's like those nerd gummy clusters, but real food.
But better.
Yes, but way better. Way better and way better for you. Plus, a full bar, a 2,000 square foot video wall, and if you just want to go make a quick little bet, 20-minute reserve parking right at the Skywalk. So if you come with me, because I would have one.
If you would have two, I'm in.
He's so back, baby. He's back.
I don't know if it's the gummy clusters that I had during the show where I was on a sugar high. But maybe the best thing is for me is the hair of the dog.
I fully agree.
All right, Strofe and I are going to go place this over at Potawatomi Casino Hotel after the show. Let's get to the Packer, future Packer Hall of Famer. He's the best. He's the doctor of football. He's Brian Bulaga next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But what I've heard is very nutritious.
I was actually about to ask. Very nutritious. This is the last conversation on it. Did you taste it? Hey, come on. Did you taste it?
You got to. Yeah. You got to make sure that it's good and like good for your baby.
Yeah.
I know Jonathan Brust has. I have not yet.
Okay.
I definitely am.
You might as well take a little shot.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in
the Oh, the Princeton Club's amazing. And if you're looking to better your health, you know where to go. New Berlin. It's the spot for you. Free childcare with the membership, which I've enjoyed. Now having a 5-month-old, now I can just drop off and get a workout in. And then a pool access. The outdoor pool is absolutely amazing. Adult nights on Thursday. A bar out there. It's literally got everything for you year-round. You don't need to go anywhere else. They're always upgrading the equipment, the locker rooms, the facilities. Princeton Club, join for a better tomorrow. Joining us now on Kyle Brustendorm is the doctor of football. He'll be at Homer from 5 to 6 right here on 94.5 ESPN, 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Dortmund. What's up, Brian?
Guys, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. You know, we've had a conversation with Jason Wilde about the Green Bay Packers, and I don't know what makes me do this, but I'm trying to like mentally prepare because football season is going to be here fast, and I'm trying to get my expectations right. And I'll admit, I was like Jason last year. I think I was around like the 6-7 win, and I mean, it's still not crazy to say that with all the unknowns, but now there's more knowns. So I'm looking at what are the things that I don't know. I don't know if they have a great pass catcher. I know they got a lot of good pass catchers. I know they're going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. I don't know if the personnel is going to match and what it's going to be like. They still have a kicking competition. That scares me. What are you worried about when it comes to the Green Bay Packers? Because it's not always just, you know, everything's amazing. What does Brian Bulaga look to for some trouble spots?
Yeah, I mean, I think... We found out a lot about this team and the roster towards the end of last season, and it surprised a lot of people, and it gives people a lot of optimism going into this season. Now, with optimism, like you said, there are some spots that I wouldn't say are worrying me or a big deal, but it is, you know, making me keep my eye out. And I think the last one is the one that really, you know, kind of gets my interest going, is the kicking game. It's kind of a big deal, as we saw last year and how the season ended.
Did you talk to Crosby and you know, it was Longwell there and probably all Crosby?
It was all Crosby, yeah. It was all Crosby. And, you know, I mean, three kickers in the camp is really unheard of. Like, at least I was there, it was never three. It was always two, whether that was pushing Mason or giving Mason a rest throughout the week. Green Bay, you know, obviously upper management isn't completely sold on what they have in there right now. And that's concerning for me, knowing how the inner workings of that go. Two, it's kind of a competition. It really isn't. They know the guy that they want. You bring in three, this thing's wide open. And so that is a bit of a concern for me. I think the second thing for me is, obviously, the health of Zach Tom. And if he isn't available week one against the Eagles because of his pec, how is that offensive line going to look? Who's going to play left tackle? Who's going to play right tackle? And what does that look like, and what's the personnel? So that'll be interesting, kind of how camp goes and how they integrate Zach Tom back into practice, to see which way that rolls. And I'm not as worried about the defense, about the personnel. I think it's more so how do these guys adapt to it and just play with the new scheme. I mean, I know they're professionals, they should be able to do X, Y, and Z, but when you've been doing something for, you know, like, look at Kenny Clark for what, 8 years now or 9 years, however long he's been in Green Bay, and he's played one style, and now he's got to switch. I mean, it's going to take a little while for that muscle memory to kick in. Like, oh, I don't have to do what I've been asked to do in the past. This is not what I have to do. These are my responsibilities. I can just go. So that's going to take a little bit. And it's just, how long is that adjustment process going to take once the games are live? And that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Brian, tell me why this is true. The Packers offensive line is the key to success for the Green Bay Packers offense this year. Is that true?
Oh yeah, it's true every year. It's true every year for every team. And I say that not because I played, but you look at the way, especially last year, early on when Jordan Love was struggling, that offensive line was terrible. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't protect the passer. People can talk to me about, oh, well, he didn't get sacked that much. No, he was running for his life and backing up and throwing balls on his back foot because guys were in his lap. So, no, maybe it wasn't the sacks, but it was plenty of pressure. And, you know, it doesn't have to be directly sacks. It could be Jordan Love not trusting in the guys in front of him. As those guys got better, everything else got better. The run game got better. Jordan Love obviously got better. He was going to get better no matter what. But when you got five guys in front of you that are doing their job and giving you adequate time, everything comes together. The receivers have time to run their routes. The running backs have lanes to make their cuts and get upfield. Jordan Love has time to make good decisions. So I think it's vital for every team, but we saw it firsthand with Green Bay last year, why them improving is another key again this season.
I can't leave Homer out of this because
oh my gosh. Jordan Love is 8 times more important than the offensive line. Jordan Love makes the offensive line look better than they really are, not the reverse, as was the case with Aaron Rodgers, as was the case with Brett Favre. Now, if Jordan Love isn't as good as everybody, so I'd want to be, if I'm Brian Bulaga, I want to be an offensive lineman for Jordan Love if I think he's good. If I got El Succo as the quarterback, I'm in big trouble.
But you have El Succo at left tackle and at right tackle, left guard and right guard.
And that's he'll make them better than they are.
He could be running for his life.
Let Brian, you have the floor.
You're absolutely wrong, Homer. And we'll talk. We could talk about this. You can't play the quarterback position with a bad offensive line. Tell me a quarterback right now that's a high-level quarterback that has a terrible offensive line.
Well, the guy in San Diego, the Chargers, that's what that they've said about him. It's prevented him from being as good as he could be.
Okay, so you're making my point.
What point am I making?
That the offensive line is an enormous key to how...
Well, yeah, but he's still a good quarterback, and they're doing better than they'd be.
But the team success wasn't there because...
Which would you rather have? A bad offensive line or a bad quarterback? That's such an easy question.
Well, obviously, that's
well,
an easy
I rest
question.
My case. That's my but, point.
I mean, neither is a formula for success.
Correct. 100%. We could talk about this later. I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right. I like it.
Ding,
I like
ding,
it.
Ding,
Brian Bulaga fired
ding,
up.
Ding, ding, ding. Homer in the left corner. Brian in the right corner. That's
well,
coming
not
up next.
Gonna, I got my money win. With Brian Bulaga, baby.
I think you got some fight in you, Homer. He'll rest his case on the other side. Don't go anywhere in 2 minutes. It's the Homer Hour with the doctor of football that Homer says is wrong. Next.